Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Alderman Andre Vasquez is with us. I'm glad you are giving us a few minutes of your time. I think everybody saw the headlines. Some read a little deeper that someone left a dead rat and a derogatory note referencing immigrants on the front door of your office on Sunday evening. They haven't found this person, have they?
They're still investigating currently. So they're reviewing footage and doing their due diligence.
Because you do obviously have a camera, correct?
Yeah, I mean, there was a number of cameras, right? So there's local businesses, there's stuff on the street. We're on Western, right? And so I think right now, like, they're investigating, and obviously pending investigation, there's not a lot I can share there.
Yeah, and we saw that it was the footage of cameras even throughout the neighborhood that helped find the suspect and the person who fired shots at a Illinois senator's house on Tuesday morning. This doesn't shake your beliefs or where you stand, does it?
Well, so I think
it
about
shouldn't.
A couple things, right?
Like
of course not. But I think about, like, the kind of person who would do this or what would compel them. And based on something that they wrote about wishing they would lower taxes, it's probably somebody who's going through some economic pressure and felt that this is a way to express themselves, which clearly is unacceptable. But I think about the amount of people out here who are undocumented and scared to leave their house to even get groceries. And so in the times we're in, we have to make sure that we're taking care of all of our neighbors, undocumented or not. And so we're going to continue to do the job.
Andre, tell everybody about the 40th Ward. Who makes up your ward?
Yeah, so it's Andersonville, Edgewater, Lincoln Square, Ravenswood, West Ridge, Ravenswood Manor. So it's like, you know, north side of town.
And,
so it's a good mix of everything.
It really is a mix of everyone.
I was interested in how you were talking about the fact that you're seeing, like, at the Mexican Independence Parade and celebrations, more white folks this year than you might normally see.
Yeah, you know, we had put out a call for, like, you know, the week prior to tell our neighbors to go show up because, you know, we saw there's a Pilsen parade that happened the week before that had less turnout than expected because people were afraid to come out. And so it made sense for Chicagoans everywhere to come in, out and support. And so we did see a really good turnout, saw a whole bunch of 40th Ward neighbors out there. And it really does speak to really where the majority of the community is at. There was a poll that came out today by Hands Off Chicago that shows, like, 63-70% of the city understands that, like, these folks are our neighbors. And so I think even though we got one note on the door, as disturbing as it may have been, it does not represent the whole of the community or even a majority.
Yeah. The note in part said, move the illegals and the rats out of the 40th Ward. They are both vermin. And then went on to say, support ICE. Their work will get illegals out of the country and lower taxes. And that lower taxers tells you that this is somebody who's struggling financially and you want to talk with them.
I think obviously there's better ways to do things. I think a lot of people are falling for a narrative that's pushed right now by the president of the United States, intent on separating people. And this has happened time and time again, right? We have a lot of Jewish neighbors who understand that you dehumanize people and you refer to them as vermin. It's not a new terminology. And now we have a president doing it. And so I think if you're hurting out there and you feel like government's not taking care of you and you've got a president trying to blame somebody else, you might be open to listening to that. And so I think about what puts somebody in a position where they feel so frustrated that they're like, I got to go do this. And so, obviously they may need some help. And we're open. But first we want to make sure that our staff, families, and people are safe. And, you know, that they understand citywide that we are a welcoming city. We are a sanctuary city. We are going to make sure that people are protected. And if they were worried about lowering taxes, it might, you know, strike them that the more people we have paying taxes, the less everyone gets hit by it. So if all the folks who are undocumented who are paying taxes stayed here and were made legal or quote unquote legal, we'd all be better off. The economy would be booming, but they're willing to listen to a con man who's in the White House with whatever BS he wants to peddle.
Is this a subject of conversation among all the older people about keeping your families, your staff, yourself safe in what is a very crazy moment in time right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's got concerns, right? I think people are unhinged. I think, you know, you go online or you go on your phone and the algorithm will lead you to people that will confirm your bias and make you feel like, you know, any thought is valid. And so in that kind of environment where the temperature keeps getting higher, yeah, everyone's got concerns about what safety looks like. And it's also why, you know, when I saw the note, first I thought about everybody else, and then I thought, you know what, how do we make sure we lower the temperature? And rather than continue to flame it and kind of go back and forth and call somebody out, it's like, I hope that that person is finding the help that they need and they aren't compelled to continue this kind of behavior.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That is Alderman Andre Vasquez from the 40th Ward in Chicago.